The answer for today's problems, we talked about the several problems that we are having. We say the answer for today's problems happen to be in love. In Romans 13:8, it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, and he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For God so loved the world that he gave us life, liberty, and in this country, food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and the right to do a lot of things that we are creatively endowed to do, not only for ourselves, our family, for this nation, but for the world." The question that I had posed for the sermon or for the talk today was how do we solve the problems of hate, envy, jealousy, fear, anguish, resentment, inequality? How do we do that? I mean, what do we do in our lives to begin to address those issues? They are serious issues, not only here in this country, but throughout the world. And I think that when we look at the people who have gone on before us, the leaders, the prophets who have gone on before us, I think they left a record of what they have done for us to pay attention to. And as I look at Martin Luther King, and he said at one point, "I know that these are troubled times, but remember what I said. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands at times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." He says, "The true neighbor will risk his position, his prestige, and even his life for the sake of others. In dangerous valleys and hazardous pathways, he will lift some bruised and beaten brother to a higher and more noble ground." He also said that when I meet my day, when that day comes, I don't want you to remember me for the Nobel Peace Prize or the other gifts and awards and thousands of awards or honorary degrees that I have. But I want you to remember that I use my life, my energy, my effort, and my time, and my commitment to helping others in the world." And he says it best, I think.
"China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. What will happen now? We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
That speech was done on April 4th, 1968, April 3rd, sorry, and the next morning he was assassinated. That was his last speech. But I think when we look at what he was saying, I go back to 1 Corinthians 1st chapter, verses 1 through 13, where it says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am about as being a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so as to remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." Paul goes on to say, "Love suffereth long, and it is kind. Love envieth not itself. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It doth not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Love believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. Where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, but one day we will know as we are known by the heavens and by the other forces in the universe." So, you know, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. "For now we see through a glass, darkly, but yet face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the better of these, the greater of these, is love." In Romans 13:8, it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. And he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For the universe loves us, so it provides us with food, clothing, shelter, information, and medical care." So why don't we think about that for a minute? Love is the answer. Love is caring. Love is sharing. Love is supporting each other. So love is the answer to solving our problems. Love is the glue that keeps us together. Love is the formula for creating a better world, a better community. When Jesus, as a prophet, if you want to believe that, but he was one of the prophets like Baha, like Muhammad, like Zoroaster, like others have come along. He says when he was challenged by the Pharisees and the scribes about the essence of his ministry, he says this in Luke 4:18. He says in his own words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the world. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." And I think that Martin, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and others who have gone before us have said the same thing in different words. So it's clear that Jesus' ministry was focused on those who were broken and homeless and poor. He focused his attention on the oppressed, the alienated, the ostracized, those who were exploited and degraded. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Mother Teresa all have said collectively that if we would feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless, and provide spiritual and political economic fairness for everyone, we would have a better world. Love is the answer. Love is giving, is sharing, is caring. Love is uplifting. Love is supporting. Love is the key to our existence. And so I say to you, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, because it said that he who soweth sparingly can reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully can reap bountifully. So we have to learn to give and to share our time, our effort, our resources to others. Langston Hughes, a great poet of the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s, he has this poem which I think kind of wraps things up for us, but says it in a different way. It's called Rivers. He says, I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of blood in human veins, and my soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in a Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lured me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and built pyramids above it. And I've seen the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln came to New Orleans. And I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. Yes, I have known rivers, ancient, deep rivers. And my soul has grown deep like the rivers. So owe no man anything but to love one another. And he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Because when Jesus, you can let that play under me, when Jesus was asked by his disciples at one point, he says, you know, their commandments, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Hey, what is the main, all these commandments, what one should we follow? What is the main commandment? He says, the first one is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So the essence of what I wanted to say today, I just think that love is the answer. Love is going to help us. Love is going to make us a better people. And we have to learn how to love and share and care and uplift humanity. And I appreciate the opportunity to have read all of what I have read to you and over the years. And in song and in closing, I hope you've gotten something out of it. But remember now, love is the answer. Love is caring. Love is sharing. Martin Luther King says, if any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I'd like somebody to mention that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did in my life try to close those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. I just want to leave a committed life behind.